What's going on, y'all? This is King Spider-Man from the cast of Atlanta Hitmakers, the cast of Atlanta's Ugly, co-CEO of Fed Squad Entertainment, Stoners Ball ATL, D-list celebrities. We brought you the first annual Stoners Ball in Atlanta. The second annual Stoners Ball is happening November 18th, 2022. Make sure you follow Stoners Ball ATL on Instagram. That is Stoners Ball ATL with a Z. Stoners with a Z. Not at the beginning, but at the end, you know. S-T-O-N-E-R-Z-B-A-L-L-A-T-L. So, today on Crave Reviews, I wanted to talk about recent comic book movies. All of the recent comic book movies that I can think of right here on the spot, freestyle. Episode might be kind of short today. I don't really want to talk for an hour about this. It's just, you know, I just want to rant a little bit, just talk a little bit. If you're joining me on Instagram Live, welcome to Crave Reviews. This is the comic book, not comic book, but comic book movie podcast, comic book film podcast, comic book television. Just so you know, I did grow up reading comic books, but I used to read comic books and always be the one to be like, damn, I wish they would make this into a movie. And guess what? Now they're making a lot of movies, a lot of comic book movies, a lot of comic book shows, and they're all awesome. They kicked off this round, like, comic book properties kicked off the round pretty strong with Loki and WandaVision. Wonder Woman 84 was, Peacemaker was perfect. Invincible. Shout out to the Guardians of Justice. If you, been on Netflix, you should have seen that. But, The Crown, it's like, okay. So, The Crown Jewel... of the comic book movies so far. Black Widow wasn't that great. Eternals wasn't that great. Shang-Chi was awesome. But Spider-Man No Way Home and The Batman, these two movies are like the cream of the crop. And I'm not even looking at any numbers. I'm not looking at other critics. I've seen both of these movies, and just from judging from what I've seen and my interest and the way I am with comic book movies, I see two classic movies that are rewatchable. You can watch these shits over and over and over again. As far as Spider-Man, let's start with Spider-Man, No Way Home. First of all, there's the nostalgic aspect. They hit you in the, they jabbed you in the face with Daredevil. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have a suit on. He just said he was a very good lawyer. Yeah, a very good lawyer. Then, I'm not gonna lie, when Ned was doing the spoiler alert for Spider-Man No Way Home, if you haven't seen Spider-Man No Way Home, but when Ned was started doing the using the sling ring to make the portal to try to summon Peter, I didn't fully expect to see, like, at that point in the movie, it didn't cross my mind, oh, this is where they finna come in with Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, right here. You know what I'm saying? And I enjoyed that. You know what I'm saying? It was a pleasant surprise for me. And then the way Andrew Garfield steps in, and he's just, you know, he's more Peter Parker here, I feel, than he was in his own movies. A lot of people say that his performance in Spider-Man No Way Home was better than the performance in his movies, and I agree. It was like in the Amazing Spider-Man movies, he was a little too cool. You know, it's all right for Peter Parker to be cool, but he was a little too cool. And like the thing about Peter Parker is, when he became Spider-Man, that's what gave him his confidence. His version of Peter Parker was pretty confident off the rip. You know, he wasn't really, you know, he wasn't the tough guy or anything. You know, Flash still kind of whooped him, but, or could have, or whatever. But he was better as, it was like he was more equipped to be the more quippy Spider-Man, more lighthearted Spider-Man. But I like how when they explored what he actually did after the events of his movies, and he was like, oh, I went kind of dark a little bit. I stopped pulling my punches, and I started really just kind of being this dark vigilante type hero. I was like, damn, that's kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, when he came back to fight the Rhino, he started off with, you know, lightheartedness, like the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, like he been, you know? Then you got Tobey Maguire. And Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield hit him hard when he was like, so what are you going to wear? Did you bring a suit, or are you going as a cool youth pastor? That was funny as fuck. Hey, that was funny as hell. And Tobey Maguire's like, man, I'm just going to walk around in my suit like that, you know? And him being the more experienced Spider-Man, I can see that. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that's been Spider-Man the longest. He's the oldest. He's probably in his early to mid 40s. He's got a kid. They're married with Mary Jane. You know what I'm saying? He found a way to make it work. Hopefully that'll be like Mayday. Mayday Parker. But they didn't go too deep into his story. He rumor is that he actually asked for that. If you're just joining me on Instagram Live, we are talking about Spider-Man No Way Home and the Batman and the impact of comic books, movies, well, comic book movies, and how these two movies are have kind of raised the bar. So, another aspect of this movie, Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange was pivotal to this movie, but he didn't overtake the movie. And that's not a surprise. They did the same thing with Iron Man, and they did the same thing with Nick Fury. You know what I'm saying? They allowed these characters to be in the movie with Spider-Man, but not take the movie from Spider-Man. You know what I'm saying? You, it's still like everything's from Spider-Man's perspective still. You know what I'm saying? It sometimes when you have movies who have bigger characters, it's easy to let those bigger characters overshadow. I can't really think of a good example in the movies, but I can maybe for television. But to be honest, just the way they did it, it was superb. And it was well balanced. Doctor Strange lost that fight fair and fucking square against Spider-Man. And it surprised me the way he did it. Like, when Spider-Man looked around and he was like, oh, wait a minute. You mean to tell me this is geometry? Magic is just geometry? Magic is just math? Oh. Boom, 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 boom. Web that nigga up quick. That shit is crazy. And left that nigga dangling. That nigga came back at the end of the movie mad as hell. I've been in the Grand Canyon for 12 hours. I think it was 12 hours. I can't remember. But he was hanging for a while. So the banter between the three Peters, that shit is epic. I love the way they, you know what I'm saying, they coincide, the way they compliment each other, and the way they're different, you know what I'm saying? And their reaction to Tom Holland saying about mentioning the Avengers. It's like, yeah, I know how to work with a team. I was with the Avengers. And he was like, you were with the Avengers? Cool. What are the Avengers? What's that? And he was like, sounds like a band. Are you in a band? Like, he was like, no, they're Earth's Mightiest Heroes. He was like, what does that mean? He was like, man, never mind. Look, the point is, I know how to work in the team. I know how to work in a unit. Let's do this like this. You know? Now, they erased the memories of everybody that knew anything about Peter Parker. Or they just erased Peter Parker from their memories. So I wonder if Ned is actually going to become some type of villain in the future. Because in the comic books, the character with the name Ned Leeds is actually the Hobgoblin. Or he becomes the Hobgoblin. Now, this version of Ned Leeds they did have in the movie, it seems to be based more on Genki from the Ultimate Universe with Miles Morales Spider-Man. But this version of Ned Leeds, they still can do anything with him, you know what I'm saying? Now, they introduced the fact that he might be able to do magic due to the fact that he used Doctor Strange's sling ring. That would be an interesting twist on the Hobgoblin. He gets a goblin glider, but still uses like magic. Oh, a magic Hobgoblin. That might be dope. And he don't even have to have tech. He can be a magic based goblin. You know what I'm saying? That would be dope. Mary Jane, I don't know. I mean, I think eventually he'll get her to remember for whatever reason. They're going to let that happen. Aunt May is dead. That was something I did not see coming. Norman Osborn. Oh, let's talk about these villains. We got to talk about these villains. The Green Goblin was perfect. Dr. Octopus, they were all perfect. Now, Electro, he seemed a little different from his original appearance, but that's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's totally fine. It's an improvement. It's totally fine. It worked. It didn't throw anything off in the movie. You know what I'm saying? They even addressed it in the movie. You know? So, that's cool. And it's cool that they let the lizard address it, because the lizard was the monstrous looking one, you know. I like how Dr. Octopus helped in the end. That was dope as fuck, because to be honest, Dr. Octopus is never really supposed to be, at least I don't think he should be just all the way evil. You know what I'm saying? The way it was back in the day. Like, if we're going to do our Dr. Octopus in 2022, let's update this mindset a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Expand, you know. That power of the sun in the palm of my hand. That's really kind of dope. It's just that in the cartoons, in the comics, he just used to always try to, you know, just rob shit. And it was for his research. So I guess, you know, but whatever. Here, he was formidable and he was dope. He didn't overtake anything. I wish they wouldn't have took away Sandman's powers. He was straight, you know what I'm saying? He ended up a good guy at the end of his movie, so they didn't really need to fix him. The lizard, yeah, they needed to fix him because he was tripping. He just wanted to turn everybody into a fucking lizard. Electro is just power hungry, but he wasn't truly evil. You know what I'm saying? But he was just, he just let that evil just overtake him. If you're just joining me on Instagram Live, how are you doing? Hello, Shell. I see you. Pretty Eyes Shell 27. Yeah, I see you, ma'am. We are talking about the Batman, Spider-Man No Way Home, the impact of comic book movies and how these two movies have raised the bar, in my opinion. I just went over Spider-Man. Basically, it was so awesome that it blended so well with the nostalgia and the way everything just came together. The writers, I don't know where they got these people from, but I'm glad they got them. All three Spider-Man, they were great. They even slid that Charlie Cox in there for Daredevil to let us know that's coming back also. And if you saw this movie the same week it came out and you are a person who follows everything in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you watched Hawkeye introduce the Kingpin. And if you know anything about the Kingpin, you know that he is a Daredevil villain and a Spider-Man villain. So, yeah, hello there, Pretty Eyes Shell. So, on to the Batman. Now, the Batman, this shit here is a different fucking animal. Like, they took the concept of Batman and grounded that shit in a way to where it's like, okay, this is what it would look like. Even if the nigga had money, this is what it would really look like. You know what I'm saying? And it's like Nolan, but still, because Nolan still kind of had, you know, elements that were out, that were like advanced. You know what I'm saying? This Batman is all the way. It's like he's got tech, but it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? It's not like too far advanced. It's shit that he's put together, you know what I'm saying, from scraps and all this shit. And he doesn't really have any help outside of Jim Gordon. Like, the police, they're there now. The police doing their job now. But shit is really just hitting the fan for this version of Batman. And to the point where he doesn't, his personal life is non-existent. And the only thing he's trying to do is be Batman. So, yeah. This version of the Riddler, very far from the version of the last live action version of the Riddler that we got in the movies, which was that of the great James Carey. He portrayed an excellent Riddler. This version of the Riddler is very different, vastly different. that's not to say it was worse or better. He's a fucking serial killer. He's basically a fucking Unabomber, bro. Like, this version of the Riddler, spoilers for the Batman. Hey, spoiler alert for all this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you're just joining me on Instagram Live. But, yeah, so this version of the Riddler is this fucking psychopath. He wears, I love the way they got, like, he wears the mask and his glasses over the mask. And he's not, it's not like, you know, it's not like goofy riddles or goofy death traps. You know what I'm saying? This is real shit going down, well thought out. You know what I'm saying? To make certain shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Domino effect type shit. The way they introduced that nigga in the beginning of the movie, that nigga just standing in the shadows behind the fucking mayor or whoever the guy, I can't remember who it was. I think it was, that's who I think it was. I think it was the mayor. He was just standing in the shadows, just waiting on him. And you didn't really see him until the lightning flash. And then he didn't make a move until the mayor hit the fucking light. And boom, it's over with. Kill him. You know what I'm saying? Tape his ass up. No more lies. Tell Batman, look at this. Tell Batman. You know what I'm saying? And for all this time, I thought that the Riddler, you know what I'm saying, was going to know his identity. The Riddler don't know who he is. It seemed like he do. But the Riddler, he didn't know who he was. You know what I'm saying? That's why when he sent that package to his house, it was addressed to Bruce Wayne. And it was a separate one for Batman. You know what I'm saying? Because he thought that he was about to kill Bruce Wayne. And Batman was going to come. So, Jim Gordon played excellently. He was played excellently. Very competently. I was just talking with my folk boss Frank the other day about how incompetent they made Jim Gordon look in the early movies. And I guess it was just, you know, just to make Batman look better. But that's a cop-out, you know. Like, it makes more sense. Because it's not like the police can't. I don't believe that without Batman, Gotham City would just be under. I think eventually, you know what I'm saying? They might lose the first couple of times, but eventually the police will come up with a strategy to try to stop these fucking lunatics. You know what I'm saying? From within their ranks, somebody will rise the fuck up, and wouldn't have had to have been Batman. You know what I'm saying? Gordon is like one of the best. You know what I'm saying? There are other notable characters they could have, you know, they can just bump up. You can be like Renee Montoya, Harvey Bullock. You know what I'm saying? That can really be your trifecta right there. You know what I'm saying? It's probably how it's going to be when they do the Gotham TV series. I think it was going to be a Gotham PD. But, yeah. These characters, they're beautifully portrayed. The Penguin. Bro, the Penguin. Shout out to Colin Farrell for his version of the Penguin. Look, his version of the Penguin is crazy. And they said they're going to do a series. So, and they said they described it as like being kind of like Scarface. So I'm really looking forward to that. This version of the Penguin, he was exactly what you needed the Penguin to be. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that Batman go to try to get information out of. But the Penguin ain't just going to give him all the information. He's still going to try him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Penguin still got a smart ass mouth, you know. The nigga thought, bruh. Okay, so one thing I did like about this version of Batman, in the beginning when he's beating up these punks, and they like, who are you? And he just like, psh, 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 psh. I am vengeance. and so that just created a trend throughout the movie. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Penguin actually used to just call the nigga Vengeance. He was like, yeah, vengeance here. You know what I'm saying? And then when he was shooting at him later on in the movie, he was like, yeah, what's up, Vengeance? You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, what's up, Vengeance? What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He still tried it with that car chase though, but he almost got him. You know what I'm saying? Batman just got the car was just some this souped up fucking metal monster. You know what I'm saying? American muscle car. You know what I'm saying? That shit was just souped the fuck up. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. That's just how he rolled. That's Batman. That's how it should be. Catwoman. Yeah, I love Catwoman. Yeah. So with Catwoman, she was pretty like, now, one thing I can say, it does seem like she kind of swayed to the good side pretty easily. I think. But didn't she leave in the end? I think I have to watch the Batman again. So, this is going to be an ongoing thing. Because I have to reanalyze Catwoman. And I know I liked Catwoman. She did an excellent job. I liked the way they met. I liked the way he kind of held back against her and shit. He didn't really try to hurt her, you know what I'm saying? Not off the rip. But I kind of want to see full-fledged, because Catwoman was kind of fully realized by the time she met Batman, you know what I'm saying? Or was she? Or should she have been? Because she's Batman inspired. Either way, she did well with what she was given. It was done pretty well. Yeah, so we're going to have to do another part for this part. I had to talk more about this Batman. They even had, in the end, did a little teaser with a character believed to be this universe's version of the Joker. Yeah. The Joker. So, that's going to be interesting to explore and talk about and theorize about. This has been Crave Reviews, King Spider-Man. Yeah. Fed Squad Entertainment. If you're seeing this on Instagram Live, check this out. March 25th, we got a concert. Angel Baby, T Triller, Boss Frank, Big Rena, Luck Chisel. We're going to be in the building. Angel Baby. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be performing. Look, my mom is performing. No, she's not performing, but she might perform. You never know. Never know. She might pop up anywhere. My sister might drop up there. Anybody. It's $10 to get in. Ladies free before 10. So, fuck with me. This has been Crave Reviews. I am King Spider-Man, and I am out. out.